Welcome to the NewsRamp Environmental and Energy Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, and I'm thrilled to have you with us today. NewsRamp.com curates the latest business news from leading newswires, bringing you the most relevant stories to keep you informed and inspired. Now, a quick note before we dive in. While this podcast is produced with the assistance of AI and AI voices, rest assured that the stories we're sharing are very real, and the complete news stories can be found at NewsRamp.com. It's Wednesday evening, December 4th, 2024, and we have a lineup of environmental and energy headlines and stories that you won't want to miss. So grab your coffee, lace up those running shoes, or settle into your favorite chair, and let's get started. Here is our first headline.
Precious metals mining, the next big opportunity in the face of economic challenges. As concerns grow over global economic stability, many investors are turning to precious metals like gold and silver as a safe haven. Mining companies in the precious metals sector are also seeing increased attention, presenting a potentially lucrative opportunity for investors. Sydney Resources Corporation, OTC SDRC, recently announced a groundbreaking expansion of its Warren District project in Idaho, solidifying its dominance in the region. The company's focus on sustainability and innovation sets it apart in the sector. Kinross Gold Corporation, KGC, continues to strengthen its position with key investments and robust operational results. Hycroft Mining Holding Corporation, HYMC, is making significant advancements at its Hycroft mine in Nevada, with promising exploration results and a focus on sustainable practices. B2 Gold Corp., American BTG, appointed new board members to enhance its strategies as it maintains operational growth and financial strength. Investors seeking exposure to the gold sector may find compelling opportunities with these companies.
Breakthroughs in thermal photonics enable efficient subambient daytime radiative cooling for vertical surfaces. A groundbreaking study published in Science has achieved a significant advancement in thermal photonics, enabling efficient subambient daytime radiative cooling for vertical surfaces. Traditional blackbody radiation limitations hinder practical applications, but a recent breakthrough study led by Professor Wei Li from CIOMP in collaboration with teams from Stanford University and City University of New York utilized thermal photonics to achieve directional emitter design for subambient radiative cooling on vertical surfaces. Their angularly asymmetric and spectrally selective thermal emitter maintained a temperature 2.5 degrees below ambient, even under peak sunlight. This breakthrough offers new possibilities in energy-efficient technologies and sustainability, with potential impacts on global energy consumption. The innovative work opens up new dimensions in radiative cooling technology, expanding its application beyond horizontal surfaces to practical three-dimensional scenarios.
Mullen, NASDAQ MULN, partners with Emerald and Papay to launch refrigerated EV truck solution. Mullen Automotive, in partnership with Emerald Transportation Solutions and the Papay Group, has introduced a refrigerated upfit for its Mullen 3 all-electric truck. This solution is tailored for transporting perishable goods with a chassis capable of supporting over 5,300 pounds. The Mullen 3 aims to provide sustainable transportation options for industries like frozen food, grocery, and beverage delivery. Both the Mullen 3 and Mullen 1 models qualify for state and federal incentives, offering significant cost savings for fleet operators. Mullen Automotive, a Southern California-based company, is focused on developing the next generation of commercial electric vehicles with production facilities in Mississippi and Indiana. For more information, visit Mullen's website at mullenusa.com.
McEwen Mining X, poised to tap explosive growth of AI industry. McEwen Mining, listed on NYSEMUX and TSX as MUX, is strategically positioned to capitalize on the rapid growth of the artificial intelligence industry, with generative AI projected to reach a market value of $1.3 trillion in the next decade. The demand for energy-intensive data centers and semiconductor chips is soaring. What many overlook is the crucial role of minerals like copper, gold, and silver in AI technology. McEwen Mining stands to benefit from this trend, particularly through its subsidiary McEwen Copper, which owns the Los Azules copper deposit in Argentina. As global demand for copper rises and supply shortages loom, McEwen's copper resource could be a game changer. With geopolitical tensions driving the need for diversified critical metals supply chains, McEwen Mining's gold and silver extraction operations in the Americas are well positioned to capitalize on the AI revolution for years to come.
PHEL 83 Second Exploration Campaign, Update 2, Successful Appraisal at Mopane 1A. Kustos Energy provides an update on the second exploration and appraisal campaign in Namibia's Orange Basin. The Mopane 1A appraisal well encountered light oil and gas condensate in high-quality reservoir-bearing sands, confirming the extension and quality of AVO-1. The joint venture partners plan to continue with additional exploration and appraisal wells, as well as a high-resolution proprietary 3D seismic campaign starting in December 2024. The initial estimate of original oil in place is 10 billion barrels of oil equivalent, with a drill stem test showing promising results. Kustos Energy, led by Knowledge Kadi, is dedicated to creating a sustainable future for Namibia and its communities. Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Environmental and Energy Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7pressrelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.